In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you celebrate victory in Jesus' name? Celebrate victory. Hallelujah. I remember, you can sit up in heavenly places. I remember 8 years ago, just about this time, last election, I was sharing with everyone around me, and I was saying it that I don't have the faith to vote the President Muhammad Buhari, that I don't have faith. Even when everybody was saying great things, people were saying all manner of nice things. Everybody was saying, oh, he's this, he will repair corruption, blah, blah, blah. I said, my faith, I have lost faith. I said it boldly, I said it confidently everywhere. I said, even if... I said, even if God is saying that he is the one, I don't have faith now to partner with God in this decision. It was that serious. And I don't have faith. I will tell God, God, forgive me. I don't know, but I don't have the faith to partner in this decision. But I understand also that when God begins to work, things just begin to unfold. And whenever the darkness is intense, it means that you're closer to seeing light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We cannot exactly say on our own the details, exact details of God's plan and purpose. But we will agree that whatever his plan and purpose is, it is good for us. And that's what we want. Are we here together? That's what we want. So, for anyone, whatever decision anyone is making, some of us here belong to one political party or the other, the Bible makes us understand very clearly. You need to understand it also, that in decisions that you are making, when you are making a decision, ensure that your decision aligns with your own values. Ensure that your decision aligns with justice and fairness. Ensure that the path that you are going is a path that is sincere, without guile, without selfish gain. Ensure that the path that you are choosing is a path that you can confidently say, from my heart, I was not influenced by anybody and anything. I made up my mind, and this is my choice. Make sure your choice is not based on just what anybody is saying anywhere. I don't know what anybody's choice is. I don't know what your choice may be. But as for me, it's very simple. I've gone all the way. I said it before that I don't have faith 8 years ago, but I have faith now. Yes, sir. And my faith is that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat of the good of the land. Obedience is an answer. And anybody who likes anything they like is their business. Have nothing against anybody. Have nothing against their choices. Some of us could be here and maybe your parents are in government or whatever, and they're in the government of the day. You know you are tired of what is happening, but for the sake of the fact that your parents are there, be wise. Be wise. But as for me, I made up my mind. And I'm sure that some other people are with me in this. Yes. Gone the extra mile, gotten our PVCs, whatever it is, we'll go out there. On Saturday, we will vote. And we will ensure that we are obedient children. Whatever decision anyone makes, I've said it, it's your choice. It's your decision. You can choose what you like. It's a free world, but this is my own choice. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Not influencing anybody's decision, but I can say that I confidently say this is what I have seen. I saw war. I saw battle. I saw camels, horses, donkeys. I saw men tying turbans. I saw people shooting through the ceilings and dragging children and women out. I saw what they look like. I saw the helicopters, fights everywhere. And I woke up in panic. I saw the dream the first time. I've seen the dream the second time. I've seen the dream the third time. Don't be proud. Don't just say, I'm going to decide. No. If you have not seen anything, follow the person who has seen something. It's wiser. It's wiser. It's wiser. I saw all those things and I saw the direction where those things would be coming from. And after sufficient prayers and everything, I've had different prophecies everywhere, left and right, all that. There's nothing wrong. But the truth is this. Everyone should be able to decide based on equity, justice, fairness, values. There's a lie. They are saying this about this person. That's anybody's business. You, one day, you will be declaring your own truth and somebody will say you are lying too. So there's no, anybody can say anything. The most important thing is for you to wake up in the morning, stretch yourself and say, true to my heart and my conscience, I made a decision I am proud of. That's all. Are we here together? I want to share something that is very, very important this morning. And I hope, of course, the direction of the message is not going in any way political at all. But the direction of the message is in line with something that I just said now. God has a love language. How many of you know that God has a love language? God has a love language. What I'm going to share this morning with you has the ability to alter your understanding and put you in right perspective. What I'm about to share with you this morning is the secret to the greatness of so many generals in the kingdom. And is a secret to the downfall of so many people who would have been great but are down. What I'm about to share with you this morning, listen to me attentively, is the reason why certain people today are where they are. They have not been able to advance and make progress the way they ought to just because of this. The love language of God is not hidden in scripture. It is clear. And God wants everybody to understand his love language. You know, people understand the love language, that the four love language, whatever it is that people have, you know, they say buying of gifts, acts of service, what else? Quality time, what else? Words of affirmation, is that not? Yes, all these are beautiful, beautiful. And if you check very well, you see that God likes quality time. God likes words of affirmation. You don't know? Praise him, he said that. God also likes, which one again? Huh? Gifts. He loves gifts a lot. I know him. Then the last one is what? Act of service. Ah. Now I'm serious. So somehow you can agree with me that the love language generally, as people teach it, somehow aligns with the things that God desires. But there is one love language of God that I'm about to show you this morning. I can confidently tell you with proof from scripture and evidence that this is the love language of God. And any person who understands this, you will touch the heart of God. Let's go together, John chapter 14. John chapter 14. We're going to read it together loud and clear, verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15. Everybody read it loud and clear, one to go. Read it again, one to go. Can you make it louder? Go to verse 23. John 14, 23. Look at it. Please help me as fast as you can. One to go. And Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home. If anyone does what? He will keep my word. God's love language is obedience. 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 God's love language is what? Why are you laughing? I don't know why you're laughing, but I know what I'm teaching. Just listen to me. God knew that Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden will eat the forbidden fruit, sin against him. Yet, he put the fruit in the midst of the garden, gave them clear instructions, and he says, if you love me, obey. He knew. Somebody say, if God knows, why will he do? How will I test the trust and the obedience and the love of a person if there is no way, if I don't give them a will to make a decision of their own? That's the only way. I'll give them a heart. We are not robots. Human beings are not robots. Please understand it. From the day God made man, he put man in the Garden of Eden, man is a rational being. Man is a being that has a will. And that's why sometimes a man by his will can overturn the purpose of God. Decide his own way. I said, that's where I'm going to. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is what? Destruction. So the man chose that way, whereas there is another way. God created man being a free moral being. Man has the ability to obey God's instructions if he wants to. And God is saying, my love language is obedience. If you say you love me, if indeed you claim to love me, obey my word. If you claim to love me, do what I say. If you claim to love me, if I have said a thing, stick with that thing. Follow me through and see what your life will become. If you love me. The only way to prove love and trust is to give instructions and see if a person will obey. That's the only way I'm going to prove that you love me and you trust me. So if I say do this, you trust me enough that you will not go against what I have said. You trust me enough that you will not do what you choose in your heart, but you will do what I have commanded. Many places in scriptures, as time permits us this morning, I'll be able to unveil a few of them to you. The value you place on an instruction is usually equivalent to the value you place on the person who gives the instruction. If a person who has no worth in your eyes gives you an instruction, you disregard it. You're like, what is this one saying? Amen? But when you place value on a person and you see that this person is highly esteemed, if they say a thing, you will hold on to it. And God is saying every time you disobey my word, it means you do not esteem me. It means you do not value what I have said. It means you do not have regard for me. Obedience is God's love language. I want to show you something that can tweak your life, tweak your destiny, and put you on the path, on the pedestal of truth. Something that can change the trajectory of somebody's life who's been going your own way and making your own decisions and your choices. Today, I pray by the mercy of God, your eyes will be open to see that God has a plan for your life and you will follow the plan of God. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. Disobedience is simply saying, is simply an expression of unbelief. But obedience to God and his word is a proof of your love and your trust for God. The reason people disobey God and his word is because they do not believe he will do what he has said. If you believe a person will do what they have said, you will obey them. Say, I want you to be here by 6 p.m. and I want you to do this, this and that. If you esteem that person, you will be there by 6 p.m. You will do exactly what the person has said to be done. Am I communicating? But if you do not esteem that person, you do not value that person, you will disregard whatever the person has said. It doesn't make any sense to you. Please, can you help me cut the high on this? It's too high for me. It's too sharp. It's too high on this side. Genesis chapter 1, 12 from verse 1 to 4. God woke up one morning and he called the man Abraham. Genesis chapter 12. Let's look at this very fast from verse 1 to 4. Put it on the screen. Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 4. And now God said to Abraham, get out of your country. Get out. Somebody say instruction. Oh, I didn't hear you say loud instruction. God came to a man and he said, get out of your country. Get out. God, listen, God is not an advisor. He's an instructor. The things of God. No. A father can give you advice and other things, but the day he knows that something will lead to your life or death, he will instruct you. I told you before, when you go to the university, you have lecturers. When you go to the school of aviation, you have instructors. Lecturers will tell you and lecture you. You choose whether you want to do what they have said or not. That's your business. In the school of aviation, they call them instructors. The reason is because if you press this button, you will go down. You press this one, you will go up. Make a choice. You won't braggadociously wake up and say, what is he saying? I don't care what the man is saying. I'll press it. Press and rest. The weight you attach to the instruction of a person is usually because what you value what the person has said, and you know the implication, the consequences. Child of God, if you and I know the consequences of going against God's word, if you know the consequences of going against the plan and the purpose of God for your life, you will do everything you can in your life to stick with his plan. Said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. And if he's giving you a plan, if he's giving you a direction and you move out of it, that means you have moved to the place of crisis and no future. Every time a man disobeys God, they end up in crisis and without a future. Get out of your father's house, from your father's house, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will do what? Show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a what? Blessing. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be what? Blessed. So Abraham departed. Somebody say prompt obedience. Oh, I didn't hear you. Tap your neighbor. Say prompt obedience. Abraham did not start fasting and prayer. God, could that be you? God, I've built a house here already. I have a wife. Consider your will. Stop noise. Get out. Many of us are still praying when God is saying, rise and move out. God is saying it's time to start that business. You are still asking God, what is the shade of the business, the color? You will suffer there. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God put the age of Abraham there to show you that a man of 75 years old, he must have settled his plan and everything he wanted to do with his life. He must have built his house. He must have been in the place of convenience. He must have been in the place where nobody should disturb me at this time. I am settling. I am putting my house in order because I'm not sure of what next will happen. And God came at that moment of his life where he thought that everything would have been settled and I can live and die in Haran. If you go back here, you will see that God called his father, the father of Abraham, gave him this same instruction. Come out of your father's house and let's go to where I will show you. The Bible says that when Para got to Haran, he settled. May you not settle for where God has not called you to settle. When he settled in Haran, he died in Haran, and another generation came there, and God raised his voice again, and he said, Abraham, rise up, get out of your father's house to a land I will show you. I have conviction in my spirit this morning that there is somebody under the sound of my voice. Where your family member stopped, your father stopped. He stopped there because there is more in God that he wants to show you. Could it be that they stopped because they didn't hear God anymore? They stopped because that was the best that they could get. And God is compelling somebody in the spirit, and he's saying, rise up to a deeper demand for prayer. Rise up to the place of deeper intimacy. I called your father. He tried and he stopped. I called your ancestors. They tried and they stopped. Now I am calling you. Now I am calling you. May you not be disobedient in the name of Jesus. Paul said, when I heard the voice of God, I was not disobedient to the heavenly calling. Disobedience. I'll show you a few of the price of disobedience. Then you understand where we stand. Abraham took a step of faith in obedience. Obedience to God's word. Why? He believed in God. And God looked at his heart. The Bible says he believed in God and it was accounted unto him as what? Righteousness. So before the dispensation of Jesus and righteousness, God saw Abraham without the law. He believed in God. Why? Obedience is the fulfillment of the law. Obey God. All the law that God put in the Old Testament, what he was just waiting for them is to obey. Because they could not obey every single thing, they kept breaking the law. Jesus came, and in order for Jesus to do everything and perfect himself as the righteous one, the Bible says he learned obedience by the things that he did, what he suffered. And when he was obedient, his obedience was complete. God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. It was obedience that promoted Jesus. Can I prophesy to somebody? May God open your hearts to know his word. May God open your hearts to understand his plan. May God teach you the act of obedience. May you not be disobedient to the plan of God for your life. Holler your neighbor, say obedience.
Yeah.
Obey. Obey. Prompt obedience. 8 years ago, I had a voice. Strike when the iron is hot. Strike now. So
What is this? 40 days fasting followed it. And here we are today. If I had not obeyed and I went to a place that looked popular, I might have been in a popular region and be an unpopular person. If you move in the direction of everybody, because it is looking like the direction everybody is going, you might end up in that same place where everybody is, but you will end up and nobody will ever know you. Obedience. Obedience. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Your failure to obey is a sign of unbelief. And one of the greatest hindrances to advancement in life is disobedience. Every time you choose to disobey, you are saying, God, I know better. I know better. But when you obey, you are saying, God, you know better. I trust you. I trust your word. I trust your plan. I trust your purpose. God is saying, that is not the man for you. You are crying. Cry all your eyes. That is not the man for you. It's your energy. God doesn't respond to tears. He responds to principles, discipline, instructions. All your tears can pour. After all the tears pour, you wake up and say, God, you say, I've told you. Is anyone getting what I'm saying? Have you observed that whenever God gives you an instruction, sometimes he doesn't give you everything clear the way you expect it, but he will tell you go. You know why? He wants you to learn how to trust him. He wants you to learn how to trust him. A songwriter wrote a song and he says, when we walk in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. If we do his good will, he abides with us still. And for those who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If you love me, keep my word. If you think you love me, if I have said a thing, do it. Do it. That's what God is saying. Many of us are after our personal ambition. Many of us are after the things that will give us money. Many people have walked out of purpose just because of money. And God is saying, you will get that money now, but one day you will come to the place of regret. If you follow my plan and your purpose, my purpose, you will sit at the center of fulfillment. Abraham judged God faithful. Can you imagine a man? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19. Put it on the screen, please. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19. He judged God. Abraham took his gavel. And as soon as God said it, he picked up his gavel. He banged it and said, faithful. Anything you say, faithful. Anything you say, faithful. But today you see a bunch of believers who are arguing with God. He judged God faithful. He concluded that, is he Isaac you want? He said, Isaac, no problem. He said, Isaac, let's go. The Bible says that he concluded that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. In other words, while Abraham was taking Isaac to be killed, his only son, he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Sometimes God will touch what you have emotional attachment to see if you value him more than your emotions. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. And Abraham was carrying Isaac. The Bible says while Abraham was carrying Isaac to the place where he was going to kill Isaac, he believed and judged that God was still faithful. Somebody else would have been saying, God, why me? What is this? Why? Abraham did not do that. He trusted in God. He had faith in God. He had confidence that no matter what, whatever it is, if I kill him, God will raise him up. Because he knew that Isaac's tenure had not ended. He knew that Isaac was carrying the covenant. And if Isaac dies, the covenant has died. And because the covenant cannot die, if I kill Isaac, God will raise him. He judged God faithful. I'm going to take us to the little details of our life and show us how many of us are already taking wrong steps. And I pray that after this meeting this morning, many of us will align. I didn't hear you. I say you will align. In the mighty name of Jesus. Obedience may not be convenient, but it is necessary. Necessary for your lifting. Necessary for your lifting. He obeyed. Life is a test. For many of us, you don't know life is a test. You know, don't know. Many people are not aware that life is a test. So they just want to go the way they like. Some people wake up in the morning, they do everything like. You just imagine how people live their lives without God. Who created you? They will say God. Do you think God has a purpose for your life? They will say yes.
Do you think you are doing what God has said? I don't know. Hey. Child of God, it's a wasted life to disobey God and go your way. He's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. And he's the Holy Ghost, scepter of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost.
He's the
Holy Ghost, the seal of the age to come. He's bringing everything, bringing everything
in obedience to Christ.
He's bringing everything. People are today, some people are paying the price of the disobedience of 5 years ago. Some marriages are where they are today. That woman is paying the price of disobeying the instruction of God and settling for that man. And guess what? Some people will be in that price and die there. Disobedience. If you love me, keep my word. If you love me, keep my word. If you love me, keep my word. Sometimes you obey God and you think that after that moment, everything will be easy. It can be harder. 2011 to 2022, I cannot forget, 2012 thereabout, I took my car, my only car that I love, and I gave it as a seed because I believe it was instruction for the next level of the ministry. At that time, we did not have sound, we did not have bus, we didn't have anything. I just gave that seed and used that money. I thought that in less than 6 months, I'll get another car. Brothers and sisters, the service will close. I will carry my wife. We'll hold our hands. We'll enter public transport. Until conductors started saying, man of God, don't pay. It became embarrassing. But I said, I obeyed God. What exactly is this? What happened? How? Sometimes you obey God. It doesn't mean that everything will turn out good the way you think all of a sudden. See, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. God is seeing the big picture. You are seeing something short. One day, they were asking a question. I think it was Pastor Adibwe that shared this testimony with myself. That the pastor came and he said, everybody give everything that you have. Everything that you have. And that day, all the members of the church came. People did partial obedience. Ananias and Sapphira. He said it was only he and his wife. He was praying to God and said, God, why did you put me in this place of honor? How did my life get to this point? And God said, did you remember that time that they gave an instruction? He said, yes. He said, it was only you and your wife in the whole church. And I saw you were the one worthy to carry the weight of this assignment. May you not for disobedience sell the whole of your generation. Abraham would have wasted the whole generation if he disobeyed. Do you know after Abraham obeyed, God said, now I know that you fear me. How many years have I been following you, God? And now you just know. Is it as if the heaven just woke up? They just rang the bell in heaven that there is a man called Abraham. After how many years of following God? He followed God till 99. He got the child. God said, I have not still known. He followed God until the boy became about 9. And when he took the boy for one instruction, God said, now I know. In other words, before you did play. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands are the keys of eternal life. A little here, a little there, until the day is done. He's at work in me, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. He's bringing everything. He's changing everything, changing everything in obedience to Christ. And he's the Holy Ghost. Help me to obey you, Jesus. Help me to obey you, Jesus. Help me to obey you, Jesus. Shakataya barabadadadadada. Reketo kabaya. May I not go my way? May I not go my way? May I not wander on my own path? Jesus! Whenever God gives you an instruction, child of God, is a test for your next level.
Whether you will get to the next class, you must pass this test. And every time God gives you an instruction, he's carefully watching. He's carefully ensuring that he will look at the details. When God gave Moses instruction, he said, please, Moses, build according to what? Pattern. Go and ask brother Moses. Disobedience cost him his life. After 40 years of staying and learning how to follow God, at age 80, God brought him back and pushed him into Egypt. He now carried himself another 40 years of leading people. About 120 years, God gave one instruction. Speak to the rock. Moses carried stick and hit it. And God said, that's the end. They started negotiation. He said, God, is that why I will not enter? God said, it's okay. The rock that you hit is me. The first instruction, the first time, was strike the rock. The second instruction was what? Speak to the rock. Little details. Little details. And after the negotiation, God concluded, don't worry, I planned your funeral. You are not a waste, but you failed this test. You have done your path. God cannot be stranded with men. He said, Joshua is waiting. What? How can Joshua? This, we are close to the promised land. We are there already. He said, Moses, it's okay. I planned your funeral. He said, let's go for your burial. And Moses followed God, obedience, even to the point of death. He didn't say, no. After this, I will scatter everything. No. The Bible says he followed God. He said, follow me to the place where I will bury you. And he followed him. And when he got to the mountain, he gave details. He said, go and give your successor instruction. Another test he would have failed in that place would be when he's giving Joshua, maybe with a bitter heart. Bitter heart. But he gave everything clearly. He showed Joshua everything. After he had done everything, he handed over. He followed and he got to the mountain. Lie down. Lie down. And he buried him. Nobody knows where they buried Moses today. But one act of disobedience ended the assignment. One act of disobedience. I've seen people crying, and when they are crying, I'm saying, God, could it be that what this person needs is a restoration? Could it be that an opportunity has been lost? Do you know people are in cycle going around 10 years? Just one act of obedience will move them out of that cycle. I came to pray for somebody today under the sound of my voice. Peradventure, you have been going in cycle and you are going through a pain as a result of disobedience of 2, 3, 4, 5 years. By the mercies of God, I declare restoration in the name of Jesus. I say restoration in the name of Jesus. Your obedience does not make God bigger. It does not make God better. It only qualifies you for the next level. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If they be willing and obedient. If they be what? Willing and obedient. If they be what? Willing and obedient. He said that's the way they will eat the good of the land. Child of God, there is good in the land that God has called you to. But you must be willing and obedient. Don't ever see God's instruction as a punishment. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you are aware of where I'm taking you to, you will not see the little things I'm telling you. The little instruction on stay sexually pure, you say no, it's not easy. But it will be firewood. And that's why you will roast like firewood. When a manufacturer gives an instruction for his manual, who are you to disobey? He said, this manual, this speaker, do not put it in water. You now woke up in the morning and say, what is water? What is manufacturer? What is manual? You now carry the speaker, dump it in water. You will bring out that speaker, it will sound, possibly, but you'll be hearing, oh. That's how the frequency of certain people's destiny has started going down. You need to go back to the manufacturer to fix you. You don't have to, I said it before in this church, you don't have to like the pastor that is your pastor. Do you understand the truth? I know what I'm saying. Because my assignment is to put you on the pedestal of greatness. Greatness is not easy, sir. Many people, through their frivolities and careless living, they have strolled out of greatness and paradise. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. It might look tough right now, but you will get to the finish line. I say you will get to the finish line. You will carry the prize in the name of Jesus. If you like the product, pay the price. It's not easy. You pay the price. generation of frivolous and careless people who follow bloggers instead of the word of God, who follow Instagram instead of the I am. Those who, listen, they follow the world instead of the word. Every time you just look around, you see a bunch of people trooping in one direction because it is popular. One with God is majority. God is not in the popular. God is not in the popular. He's only in purpose and plan. If it is out of plan, God is not there. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing this morning? Willingness means that you will comply. Willingness means that you will be prompt. You cannot know God without obeying Him. No. You cannot know God. If you know God, you will obey Him. If you know God, you will obey Him. In the school of the Spirit, there is a school called the school of faith. In that school of faith, the same things you got promptly, you wake up one day and it's as if it's not coming prompt. And God is saying, learn to obey. You now wonder, what exactly is happening? He will bring you to another class. And when you qualify for that class, they will call this one, class obedience 101. They will now tell you, instructions to this class is that when you take one step out, it can lead you to 10 years backwards. How many of us have played all those games we play? And all of a sudden, maybe Mario mistakenly enters the wrong place. Mario will go back. And Mario will start again. It's a second chance, but there is a delay in destiny. I can say confidently today that certain delays in people's life is simply an act of disobedience to God. And guess what? There are some things you disobey God. It will look as you are still enjoying some things now. It look as if you are enjoying some things. But if God opens your eyes to see what you really should have enjoyed, you will prefer to endure what God said endure to enter rest. Where people are thinking it is rest, brother, it is still stress. If you enter God's rest, you will know what we're talking about. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing this morning? Some people are spending hours praying. When they wake up, God, one instruction, forgive your husband. Five hours, you'll come out. Forgive your husband. Now, Pastor, I've been praying for the past 5 years on this issue. I have not heard God. It's a lie. God has spoken. Forgive your husband. After that prayer, she will see the man and say, wicked man, useless man, bad man. And God will say, holy Lord, you know. See, when it comes to the school of obedience, there are certain things that don't need prayer. They need to follow instruction. Can fast 100 years. If you don't obey one instruction, your fasting will not yield. Lord, prosper me. And God said, you are treating your wife with bitterness. That is the problem. Go and love her. Stubborn woman. And it's coming out of prayer. Everything I say, cannot do it. I don't know how I married you. You are the devil of my life. God says, it's a lie. He will go back. And God will say, Rora, kete kete ole, be a lobby koko. Go back and love your wife. Husband, love your wife. It's finished. There are certain dimensions some men cannot go. If they go to that height, they will oppress their family. So God will keep them at a minimum range where their ego will not be so high so that they will not press their children and their wife. If they humble themselves, God will have lifted them. Are you getting what I'm saying today? Church, listen to me. These things I'm sharing with you, they are for your good. I pray nobody will miss out of these things. In the name of Jesus. There are many things I would have loved to share with you, but time will not permit me to share them. Let me read an article I stumbled on some months. I had to just go back and check that article by Gloria Copeland. It's on obedience. I'll read that article to us this morning. I'll tell you one or two things to do, and we're going to close this service. I'm telling you the truth. There are many things to share on this subject. Maybe if God permits, I could pick it up on Tuesday. Yes, I should be able to pick it up and see how it goes. Look at Gloria Copeland writing now. That's the wife of Kenneth Copeland. She's writing this. She said, God has great and mighty things planned for your life. Please just listen to me attentively. Don't be distracted.
please, don't. It's not the time to press phone. Just help yourself. I know it's not easy not to press phone when you are in church. I know. I've been there. I went for a minister's conference. I was pressing phone. Until the Holy Spirit said, why are you here? Is that not what you tell people in church on Sunday? I said, sorry. It may not is she. Brothers, we are all children of God. Moses went to carry 10 commandments. By the time he brought it, he broke the 10 commandments. Number one law. Number one rule of the commandment of Gati Fogbugwe. So there's no way we would have known what commandment. He had to go back again and stay many more days with God. Child of God, disobedience causes delay. So I know how some of you feel when you are in church and all your body is like this on your phone. I know. I've been there. But just obey. God has laid out his purpose for you since you were born. We have heard statements like this since the day we were born. And they are true. God's word backs them up. How wonderful it is to know God has a plan for each of us. A good plan to give us a hope and a future. He will fulfill his plan for you and me. But how disappointing it will be to miss any of the details along the way. Missing a step. She said the plan he has for us, worked out step by step. Obeying him in little things that leads us right to the bigger things. Now, we may miss a step from time to time, but we may disobey something he tells us. He said, then look back later and say, if only I had known. Sometimes the result of missing a step or disobeying may seem insignificant, but I am convinced there is no insignificant disobedience. We must approach every moment in tune with his voice and obedience to his word. We must sometimes go through life not paying attention. We sometimes go through life, rather, not paying attention. And then there are many times when we miss those wonderful steps in his plan because we are out and out disobedient. When we do that, we are missing some of the precious moments of God's glorious plan for our lives. When we disobey, we are missing some of the precious moments of God's glorious plans for our what? For our lives. Ah, Jesus, help me. Moments we cannot afford to miss. That's what she said. How would you be missing in action for the real thing that you were created for because of one act of disobedience? He said they didn't see you there. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? He said, we sometimes go through life not paying attention. He said, this side of heaven, we will not know how different our lives might have been if we had obeyed. If we knew, we would see that the price of disobedience is much higher than we thought. The Bible contains several accounts of people who disobeyed God and paid a dear price. Probably one of the most important stories is that of Moses, the lawgiver. He preached, obey the Lord day after day, year after year to the children of Israel. Then we read in Numbers 20, the day came where he needed water. Moses disobeyed the direct instruction God gave him for providing water. He paid a high price for that disobedience. God kept him from leading the children of Israel into the land of promise. Something he had been looking forward to for 40 years vanished in just one misstep. Moses had looked forward to that land. Just one misstep, everything vanished. More than rules, she's writing here now. If we had God's total plan for our lives laid out before us, we would see that any disobedience costs more than we can afford. Disobedience takes us off track, sometimes causing us to wander around and around when we really didn't have to. Sometimes when we disobey, we miss a glorious part of his plan that could only occur at a particular place, at a particular moment, at a particular time. It's gone almost for life. Is anyone getting what I'm saying here? Listen to it. Listen. I believe God is speaking to somebody here. God has given us his written word and placed his spirit within us to provide moment by moment direction for our lives. And when we wake up and realize diligent obedience to our heavenly father is the way to go. Life becomes blessed adventure. Even mundane daily activities become magnificent journey when we live a guided life by the spirit and his word. As the body of Christ, our lives are not a guesswork. God has a purpose for each of us
as individuals and for the body as a whole. All we have to do is obey. It couldn't be any clearer than he spoke to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 11 to 14. See what he says. He said, this command I am giving you today, it is not difficult for you to understand or to perform. It is not in heaven so distant that you will ask, who will go to heaven and bring it down so we can hear and obey? It is not beyond the sea so far that you will ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us and so we can hear and obey. He said, the message is very close at your hand. The message is very close at your hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. And Paul reminded us in Romans chapter 10 verse 8 that faith is rooted in obedience. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we speak. There, that's where faith is. In your mouth and in your heart. Faith is hearing God and obeying him. It is as simple as that. The only way any of you will be obedient is to put your faith in God. Obedience does not work because you think God's word is a set rules. Obedience works because you know in your heart and confess with your mouth that God's word is your very life. Then you do everything it has said. We obey whether it is easy or hard, whether we like what we hear or not. I was sure I would never like to preach. I had no desire to preach. I didn't think I could do it. And I couldn't have done it in my own strength. But God gave me the job anyway. And he has been faithful to see me through the assignment. His plan and purpose for your life is not dependent upon what you can or cannot do. It is dependent on your doing what he tells you to do. When he tells you to do it, he anoints and enables you to do whatever he directs you to do. Every day of my life is like a treasure hunt. That's what she's saying. Why? Because I am totally committed to being obedient to God's voice through the Bible and his spirit. I stay close to him. I listen. I hear. I can hardly wait to know what the next step is for me. Whether he says go to Tokyo or go to grocery store, every step is significant in fulfilling God's purpose for my life. Your future is tucked away in your heart because God put it there. He gives you insight, and every day he desires to reveal direction to you. Arriving in your future according to the plan of God is totally dependent on hearing and obeying him. Moment by moment, step by step, every day. When we think of disobedience in these terms, it is clear to see that the price for any step of disobedience is more than any of us can afford. And the reward for obedience, well, every step to his glorious plan for your life will open up. Go and ask Saul how he lost everything. Saul killed everybody, including the king. Saul entered Amalek. He took the animals he liked. He carried the king Agag and kept him at one corner. The prophet Samuel appeared and he looked at Saul. He said, Saul, what am I hearing? I'm hearing the bleating of goats around town. And he said, prophet, come. You see what God said. He said, listen, Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice. To hearken to the voice of God is more important than sacrificing rams. He said, Saul, today your kingdom has been taken away from you. As he was going, Saul picked his clothes and dragged it. He said, the way you tore my clothes, your kingdom is torn. One act of disobedience moved Saul from the throne and put him in the place where David said that the way Saul died, he died like a man who was never anointed. Like a man who lacked oil on his head. One act of disobedience can take oil out of a person's life. Go and ask Saul. Then God woke up the next morning. Everything had changed all of a sudden. I have found David my servant. God, what happened? He said, with my holy oil have I anointed him. I've chosen a man after my heart. In other words, God is saying, if you love me, you will go after my heart. God's love language is obedience. In case you want to know how painful it is, go and ask Brother Samson. Brother Samson had a purpose that was clear, announced. Everybody knew it. Angel announced the purpose of Samson. Men knew it. All the Israelites respected and honored him. His purpose was too clear to be missed. And one day the mother will call and say, Samson, the instruction they gave me for this product is that this product must keep the hell. This product must not take wine with others. So this product must not be going around with women. Oh, he said, Mommy, I've heard. The mom said, okay, I've told you. You are a Nazarite. Then he will go out and say, Nazarite, go. Nazarite, me. Then he will go out. Saul will look at he will enter a brothel and he will mess up with the ladies there, Samson. The prescription for his destiny will not permit it. Many of you don't know the prescription for your destiny. Many of us do not know the details because you don't hear God. If every one of us sit down to hear God, you will know that something might be cheap for me and I might not miss everything. If you do it, you miss everything. God deals with us as individuals, particularly. Don't ever think it's just a general thing. The general rule is in scripture. You can see it. Even the general rule, people don't obey it. This hard. General rule is hard. You call a man now. You say, this way you are going, we'll kill you. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end is destruction. The man will say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I looked at Samson as he wandered one day. And he messed up with the prostitute. They closed the city gate. Samson covered up his weakness with one of his strengths. He had physical strength. So he carried the gates. So imagine pillars like this. Instead of Samson to break the gate, Samson carried the pillar from inside. He uprooted the pillar. He uprooted and said, you should not go out, Abi. He carried the gate and moved it to the mountain and dropped it on the mountain and say, then burn all of them and make Nakaya. Child of God, these people can never carry the gates. They must get sledgehammers to break all the stones and carry it in fragments. It was what one man carried, just one man. Look at the destiny of the man who carried it. The next time he sat with Delilah and they started negotiating Samson's destiny. May your destiny not be negotiated. The same thing you are disobedient to. Listen. If a person dies by a train, it's because he's deaf. Now people have said it, deafness. Samson, and he and Delilah sat down, and Delilah said, show me where the secret of your power is. His mother had told him, it's in your head. Don't tell anybody. Samson looked. For his emotion, he forgot the prescription for his destiny. Child of God, all of us have prescriptions, sir. Don't joke with it, I'm begging you. Don't joke, I'm begging you. Don't joke. If you get to the other side of destiny, and God shows you what you should have been, as against the level you stopped on earth, you will cry eternally, but you will be irredeemable. Irredeemable. Irredeemable, you can't come back here. It's appointed unto man once to die, after death judgment. Life is one. Give it your best shot. All your life, put to it. Every instruction, follow it. Every detail, follow it. And that day, damn, Samson stood in front of Delilah and he said, they did it the first time. God rescued him. God is a merciful God. They tried it the second time. God rescued him. And foolishly, the third time, Samson, he was joking with God. And Samson stood there that day. And as soon as Samson stood there, he now opened up the details of the prescription of his life. The secret to his power. The secret to his destiny. Just to get to the laps of Delilah. Delilah said, I will not do it. By that time, I believe Samson's penis would have been standing like a soldier. Brother, keep it down. Keep it down or else it will bring you down. Samson stood there that day. He could not hold himself again. Delilah said, this should have touched him in a funny manner. And Samson said, must I tell you? Tell me. And as he was saying it, Samson was just there. He said, if you cut my hair, everything is gone. What you said the first one, she tested it, it didn't work. You said the second one, she tested it, it didn't work. You now know that there's no how you will say the third one and she will not test it. It means that you signed your death certificate and handed it over. Many of us are looking at Samson today, but indirectly, some of us are doing those kind of things. I know what I'm saying. Some of you, there are details of what God has been warning you in your heart and telling you that, I'm a loving God. I love you so much. That's why I'm giving you these clear instructions. It will not be my fault if your life is messed up. And you say, God, what is that? You have made so much more money because your account is ringing 2 million, 5 million, 20 million, 50 million. You think that is the whole world. Calm down. You are not supposed to be in 50 million rem. Maybe you're supposed to be in 50 billion rem. Just a little, you're already running wild. And Samson told Delilah. And Delilah took razor and shaved off the hair of Samson. The Bible says all of a sudden, when Samson has slept sufficiently, then Delilah called the same man. The same Delilah called the same man. But you love me. If you love me, do it. If you love me, do it. Okay, continue. By the time they called the men came again as at another time. The Bible says, and Samson stood up. He shook himself as at other times. And all of a sudden, Samson had become an ordinary man. Rise up on your feet. May you not be ordinary. When you walk in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. If we do his good will,
He abides with us still. And for those who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Say trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You are going to pray, God. Listen, you're going to pray. You're going to pray. If there's any error, any mistake I have made that has kept me stagnated, Lord, by your mercy, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Lord, let me see. I want to see your instructions and your details. I want to see you. And see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, as you pour out your power and love. And I see holy, holy, holy. I see you high and lifted up, rakate le mashaga dalabaraba. I want to see your instructions, Jesus. I want to see your instructions, Jesus. I want to see your instructions, Jesus. A step outside the will of God makes you vulnerable. A step outside the plan of God makes you vulnerable. Is God saying forgive? Is God saying just let go? Is God saying that's not the step to take? And you are still struggling and drowning. I want you to pray one prayer and say, God, if there's any instruction that I have gone against and I'm going against that is affecting me, reveal to me. Reveal to me. Reveal to me. Reveal to me. Listen, everyone. I want you to pray this prayer passionately with all your heart. If there is any instruction that I have been neglecting, looking away from, I told God, I said, God, what kind of thing? Could it be that one instruction can put the person, and he showed me his true scripture. He said, yes, so prompt obedience is key. Jesus Christ's mother said, whatever he tells you, do it. If they didn't do it, no wine, nobody can do anything about it. Obedience. Every time Apostle Paul went to the Jews, when he was supposed to go to Gentiles, they flogged his life. He would have died. He would have died. Another Paul will rise. You're joking. You think you're just one. One opportunity, one life. You now use it to do gamble. God forbid your destiny not be a bet line. One. God called me to raise people, generational deliverers. Those that will stand and the mistakes that their fathers made, they will vow in their life that they are the ones that will correct the error. Those that will be the beginning of a new order. I know them when I see them. They are the people who connect with me. I don't know where others are, but I know that any man, any woman that is set to be the beginning of a new order in their family, wherever they are around the world, they will connect with me. They will connect. You're going to pray. Any instruction that I have been disobeying that is affecting me. Some people are paying price of disobedience as I talk now, where they are on a price. After they have paid the price, before a new chapter will open, another season. But God is merciful. That you are alive means there is hope. That you are alive means there is hope. That's why we can pray. I want you to pray. If there is any instruction I've been disobeying, if there's any instruction I am disobeying, Lord, if there are prescriptions for my destiny that I am not aware of and I'm joking with, reveal to me. I want you to pray passionately from your heart. Let God see your heart that you are sincere. Can you pray and say, God, reveal any instruction that is dragging things back, any instruction that is not making me reach the fullest of my potential, even when I seem to be better than my friends, but there is more. Lord, reveal to me. Lord, open my eyes to see. Can you just pray it in 1 minute and 30 seconds? If there is any instruction that I've been
disobeyed instructions pertaining to the things of God, pertaining to my personal assignment and destiny, instruction pertaining to the perfect details that you have for my life. Lako seke de rabadalabaya, ejanda rabadadadadadaya, ezuzo rekete rabadalabaya, ejeneke de rekete rekete, elebo saka de rabadalabaya. Any instruction that is causing crisis in my marriage, that is causing delay in my childbearing, that is causing delay in my securing a job, that is causing delay in my getting a business opportunity, that is causing delay in my finances, any instruction that is causing my spiritual life to go down, that I have not obeyed, Lord, make me a doer. Lord, make me a doer. Lord, make me a doer. If you love me, he said, obey my word. Shanadada, 30 seconds. Can you pray sincerely? Let God see that you want the details. Some of you, God is going to give you the details and the prescription because you are serious about it now. I don't want to miss a step. I don't want to miss a step, Jesus. I don't want to miss a step, Jesus. When Peter missed a step, he started sinking. When you miss a step, you start sinking. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. If a father disobeys one instruction, he can put his child in a school where the child will die. It's not the fault of the child, it's father. I want to put my children in school. Lord, where? Lord, where? Your life is not a fluke. It's based on purpose. That is why I say men always ought to pray. Every day we must get instructions. Every day we must get instructions. If a mother misses it, and one man struggles around your daughter and is laughing and giving you change and you are pocketing it, you will exchange the destiny of your daughter. She will enter that house and her bitterness will start. May you not go the way of Balaam. For again, many men and women have sold their daughters, their children. Mistakenly, they have put them in the hand of Satan. Because the person who came didn't look like it. But you saw the one that looked like it. There is a way that seemed right to a man. It's a way. Everyone who is walking in error, as a result of error, you have been wandering in cycle. You have been going through a particular cycle as a result of the disobedience to the instructions and the details. Today I declare, may the voice of God become clear and audible to you in the name of Jesus. Every instruction you need for the next phase of your life, I declare by the message of God, what God has been impressing in your heart as an instruction on how to live, on how to follow, that you have disregarded. I declare, may that voice and instruction be clearer and more audible today in the name of Jesus. You will not wander out of your path. You will not wander out of his way. You will follow the plan of God. You will follow the plan of God. I say you will follow the purpose of God. The pleasures of this world will not drive you out of the plan. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take my time in the second service to be able to advance some of these things. Then hopefully on Tuesday I'll be able to talk. There are a lot of things I want to share. I've done my introduction. I'll be able to build. I want to be able to show you how to follow, how to obey God. There is a way to go about these things, child of God. What must I do so that I can listen? I will not misstep. You will not misstep in the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places, church. Come on, yambre de le baradash.